Good morning on this Thursday, March 3rd. It is right now 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're looking at 44 degrees. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. York County Council Member Brandon Guffey joins us. And Brandon, I understand you've got some news you want to share with our listeners, so we'll let you take it from there.
Yeah. I've never done an announcement like this. Last campaign was all social media. So
thank you for being with us. You're in the big league now.
Yeah. So Bruce Bryant, our current House representative, has decided to retire and spend more time with his family. He's had 52 years serving York County, from the National Guard, York Police Department, York County Sheriff's Department, and finishing up this year will be 6 years in the House. So since he is stepping aside, you know, there's going to be a huge void. This is the seat that Bruce, who is a great servant leader within our community, and prior to him was Ralph Norman's seat, which is one of the most successful businessmen around. And a great leader as well. So I feel like there's going to be a big void there, and I feel like I need to step up and put my name in the hat to go down and represent the people of South Carolina in District 48.
I think it's interesting that you talk about representing the people, because often on social media, the opinions come from way outside of South Carolina. Why is it so important that you stay connected to the people of South Carolina? What voice do you feel that they need to have, and specific topics that you really want to prioritize?
Well, one of my biggest issues is, you know, South Carolina is great. And York County is something that I consider the best place to be within South Carolina. And there's tons of people that are moving here. But the one thing that we don't want is the people that are moving here, our area becoming like the areas that they're fleeing.
And we see that.
Yes. Me being born and raised here, operating multiple businesses here, I know what it's like. And I want to carry the values. You know, the values within this district have made me who I am today. So I'm not looking to come in with radical change. I'm looking to carry on in my mind, the conservative values that we have in York County and keep York County great.
Brandon, what do you see at the state level? Of course, again, just kicking off your campaign for the South Carolina House seat 48, but what do you see are some of the issues in South Carolina that you want to tackle or that would be on a to-do list?
I mean, there's great talking points to go over, but honestly, you know, our House and our Senate is doing a really good job of attacking issues head on. One of the big things is the tax reform. Right now we've got two bills, one from the Senate, one from the House. And it's a great problem to have to decide whether we're going to return $1 billion or $2 billion to the taxpayers. But bottom line is I believe that money is the taxpayers' money and it does need to come back. If we're not utilizing it, then it needs to come back.
Absolutely.
And that obviously shows that there is a need for true tax reform. I'd love to get to a point where we have zero state income tax, like so many of the other successful states throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. Just curious, now that you are going to be, you know, heading in that campaign season, I've often wondered, like, you currently are serving on the York County Council. How is this decision to, you know, campaign for this opportunity coming up to replace, take the seat of Bruce Bryant, how is it going to impact what you're doing now and the service that you're providing now?
It might cause my wife to kill me, but
oh,
other
yeah.
than that.
she did say it was okay, right?
Yeah, she did.
She does know, right?
It took lots of praying and lots of discussion between the two of us. And one of the reasons I've waited so long to file is just to ensure that it is the right decision. Whenever I ran for county council, I really didn't know anything about county government. I never shied away from that. I knew more about state, knew more about federal. I just felt like I had a calling to run for county council. I didn't question it. Whenever I felt like I got the sign, I just drove down and filed. I think I filed 2 days prior to the deadline. and just jumped in and promised I would outwork. And that's always been my thing. I don't believe that my work ethic that I was taught from my mom at a very young age is go, 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 go. You know, there's a saying that I went that I read last night that kind of stands out. And it's the only time that success comes before work is in the dictionary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've always got to put in the work. So I know the next 8-9 months is really going to be hell on me, putting in long hours.
And there's the potential that your seat on county council will be open should you, you know, win this election. What do you foresee in terms of those interested in taking that seat?
I believe that whenever I win in November, I will simply resign at that time, and then there will be a special election held to replace that seat. But I'm comfortable with District 6, and especially the way that it's redistricted right now, that there are quite a few good, strong candidates within that area that can step up and lead.
And that district is part of the redistricting, correct?
Yes.
That we've discussed on this program. You've, of course, came on to explain how that it's shifting a little bit along those lines. How long have you been on council, and when does your term expire?
My term will not expire until 2024. I've been on council. It will be 2 full years by November.
Okay.
And that's what you mean by having a special election?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, to Patty's point earlier, it is interesting when you're in office now and you campaign to run for another office, folks where you serve might just say, well, you're going to be so focused more on the office that you want than the office that you have.
It's actually going to be quite the opposite, because I've got a lot of things that I want to accomplish over the next, from now until November. The recode, which we passed, we've got a lot of work to do, and I'm on the zoning committee. So we've already made that commitment to have multiple meetings to get all these details hammered out. So I'm working, honestly, I feel like I'm working harder now on council than I was prior to this. And I'm just trying to ensure that I get some of the things accomplished. One of the things that I wanted to accomplish whenever I came in, I spoke highly about, was term limits. And I found that that's not something that can be done on a local level. That's got to be done on a state level. It's got to be done through the Home Rule Act. So it's not, that's one of the things. I want to do a local bid preference to reward the taxpayers within York County. I think that's where we should be spending our money. I would love to see something get started on a Dave Law Boulevard extension, which I mentioned during our county workshop. And I would like to get a referendum up for the council members that are currently up there to state where they stand on term limits as well. So that way you have something to bring down to the state house whenever I get there that we can present. And if we can get some other counties on board, then perhaps we can get that changed on the state level.
That House seat 48, you described it, it kind of looks like Italy, the way it's shaped.
So little Italy.
Yeah, little Italy, sorry.
The boot.
It includes parts of Rock Hill all the way up to the lake. What is
I mean, the short and sweet, the short and simple version would be from Riverwalk, everything on the right-hand side of Selanese Highway, going to 274. Now, there's some of that section that is still Representative Semerel's area. But for the most part, it goes all the way to 274. Everything on the right-hand side of 274, going all the way up to the, I don't know if it's Gaston or Mecklenburg County. I think it's Gaston County line right there. Everything on the right-hand side of 49, and then a small section on the left-hand side of 49 as well.
Of course, at that retreat, I know when the council members spoke this past weekend, the common theme between all of them was homelessness, between all of you all,
yes,
addressing homelessness. How does that impact, again, continue where you stand on county council? And then if elected this House seat, what does that look like at the state level?
Well, from speaking with the sheriff and other people, I think most of our homeless issues are coming more from mental health or the lack thereof. And a lot of that was changed on the state level as well. So we're continuing to address it. I know Councilman Audette is heavily involved as well. We're currently looking at some possible grants that can assist with things as well.
Well, one thing about it, as you, the more you learn, the more you realize there is to learn. And when it comes to from local up to state, it all works together.
Yes.
You know, you got to all work it together. And we appreciate you coming in and sharing this announcement. It'll be seat 48.
Yep. South Carolina House seat 48. Filing opens in March.
March the 16th. And it's open for 2 weeks. The election, the primary, will be June the 14th. If there's a runoff, that would be June 28th. And then the general election in November.
All right. Again, fantastic. Brandon Guffey currently serves on the York County Council, officially making it known his interest in running for South Carolina House seat 48. 48 right now is held by Representative Bruce Bryant. But after 6 years at the State House, he has said he is now ready to hang up his hat of public service and enjoy the golden years of his life.